Nearly 2 million Venezuelans fled to Colombia to escape a devastating economic crisis. But Colombia's coronavirus lockdown has thrown many of these migrants out of work. And now, some are trying to get back home. Reporter John Otis has more.
Yordelis Garcia and her family can't afford bus fare back to Venezuela, so they're walking.
Ven. Ven, ya va.
I meet them on the side of the main highway out of Bogota, where Yordelis has paused to give her 2-year-old son, Wilker, a drink of water. Back on the road, Yordelis pushes Wilker in a baby stroller. Her 8-year-old twins pull roller suitcases. Meanwhile, her husband struggles with a homemade cart piled high with their belongings. One of its wheels is broken, so the metal cart scrapes along the pavement. The family had been scraping by in Colombia operating a bicycle taxi, but their meager income dried up as Colombia locked down to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Explaining their decision to leave, Yordeli says, the landlord was pressuring us for rent. We could no longer afford food for the kids. Since the coronavirus outbreak, tens of thousands of Venezuelans are thought to have returned home. That number could surge because most migrants here are day laborers who, if they don't work, don't eat. Things have gotten so bad that half of all Venezuelan migrants in Colombia face malnutrition or starvation, according to a new report from the World Food Program. The Colombian government has promised them emergency food and has ordered landlords not to evict them during the pandemic. But the decree isn't being enforced.
Ahora, que eso se haya cumplido o se esté cumpliendo, no es cierto.
Dayson Padron, who heads a Bogota group that helps Venezuelan migrants, says they're being kicked out of apartments and rooming houses in droves and have received no government aid. Yet the journey back to Venezuela is also an ordeal. Nearly all flights and inner-city buses in Colombia have been halted, so many start walking in hopes of hitching a ride. Others are chartering buses for the 450-mile trip to the border. I come across 5 of the buses. They've been pulled over by police who fear the passengers could spread the virus. In fact, these buses have hit so many roadblocks that after 24 hours, they've barely made it to the outskirts of Bogota from where they departed.
No nos quieren, pero tampoco nos quieren dejar ir, entonces no entendemos cuál es la situación.
The Colombians don't want us here, yet they don't want us to leave, says this exasperated passenger. Not that things will be a whole lot better if they make it to their homeland. For starters, they'll be quarantined for 2 weeks. Then, they'll have to contend with Venezuela's hyperinflation, unemployment, and shortages of gas, food, and medicine. But passenger Reynaldo Sala points out that in Venezuela, they can live rent-free with relatives. And he adds, if we're going to go hungry, at least we'll go hungry with our loved ones. For NPR News, I'm John Otis.